The Human Rights and Palestinian Solidarity Organization, BDS South Africa, has welcomed the important and significant visit of high-level Palestinian delegation currently in South Africa as guests of the South African government and the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. The visiting Palestinian delegation is led by Dr. Hussein Al-Araj, the Palestinian Minister of Local Governance, and includes local Palestinian mayors and other officials. We speak to Legadima Leso, who is a spokesman for the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Des van Rooyen. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. What is the aim of the visit?
This is a study tour by the Palestinian minister together with the delegation. They are here basically to learn around issues regarding local government, especially because the Palestinians will be going to the polls for to elect their local leaders next year in around March. So one of the key things as well is about the elections, as South Africa has just held its own successful local government elections. But mainly as well, it's about the institutions and structures around local government and how to run those, and as well local economic development and how it can contribute to the broader development of a country.
Yes. Now, in terms of, you know, strengthening those relations and building on what we already have, South Africa has very strong links with Palestine. Does this just further cement the strong bond that exists between the two countries?
This does. Minister van Rooyen has emphasized that this strengthens more the relations, the historical relations that we have with Palestine as a country, and as well that his department will endeavor in every way to assist where it can.
What has been the agenda in terms of the activities that have been arranged for the Palestinian delegation?
They have been having a compact agenda, looking at the briefings around a number of areas, integrated urban development and spatial planning, looking at the running of local government itself. But mainly they are mainly as well interested in LED, local economic development. In addition to the briefings that they got, we also had a chance to take them along to a number of projects around the Tshwane area where we have strong local economic development programs. They appreciated that. And then today, they also had an opportunity to go to the to Soweto to lay a rest at the Hector Peterson Memorial, which has got great significance for them, as they were saying.
Yes, undoubtedly a significance for all those that have been in a similar situation. What message did the Palestinian delegation have for South Africans with regards to cooperation between the two countries?
The Palestinians are requesting that South Africa should continue to support Palestine, especially as it tries to build some institutions within government, and also to make sure that whenever they call for us, we are able to come. What we have done as the Department of Cooperative Governance is to agree with the Minister of Local Government of Palestine that we will also create or put together a technical team that will ensure that everything that we agreed upon in this visit is implemented. That technical team is consisting of the members from Palestine and members from South Africa. This technical team will be reporting quarterly to the ministers and to make sure that there is that implementation that is required.
That is heartwarming to see the cooperation. Could Minister van Rooyen give assurance of South Africa's continued support for a free Palestine?
There was a talk about that. I think we all know that the ruling party as well as government itself, how it feels about the free Palestine. And Minister made it very clear that we support Palestine fully, not only through this work of local development, but broadly as well.
Yes, and finally, in conclusion, when will the delegation return home?
The Minister of Palestine is returning home tomorrow, and then we are hoping that we will still be with the other members of the delegation who will be departing on Friday.
We appreciate the information that you've shared with us. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon on Radio Islam.
Thank you very much.
Bye. That was the spokesperson for the Minister, Des van Rooyen, speaking to us about the delegation from Palestine that is currently visiting South Africa, bringing us on to 10 minutes to 6.